70 years ago this summer, something remarkable happened at a conference center in the mountains of Southern California. In August 1949, the Forest Home College Briefing Conference was meant to spiritually prepare college students for their soon-to-start school year. The conference was organized by the legendary Henrietta Mears, the woman who was making a huge impact through her Sunday school program at Hollywood Presbyterian Church and her tireless Christian work. The week-long college briefing featured many speakers, including Mrs. Mears, but two men were scheduled to speak every day. Billy Graham was the daily morning speaker, and J. Edwin Orr was the speaker each evening. Now, you've all heard of Billy Graham, but many people don't know who J. Edwin Orr was. Simply said, J. Edwin Orr was one of the most unique and impactful Christian scholars, preachers, and leaders of the 20th century. Orr was born in 1912 in Belfast, Northern Ireland. He went to heaven in 1987 at the age of 75. As I said, he was a remarkable man. He was a popular preacher, teacher, and lecturer. He married Ivy Muriel Carol Carlson from South Africa in the year 1937. He was the author of some 50 books dating back to the early 1930s. He earned at least 3 earned doctorates, including ones at Oxford and UCLA. He was a professor at Fuller Theological Seminary. He was a counselor and a confidant to prominent Christian leaders. He had an extensive ministry to students, to churches, to missionaries, even to Hollywood movie stars. He was a chaplain in the U.S. Air Force, serving in the Pacific Theater during the Second World War. He traveled extensively around the world, visiting more than 140 countries. And perhaps most notably, he was a scholar of religious revival and spiritual awakening. Now, back to Forest Home in August 1949. At that time, Billy Graham was a young and rising evangelist, but had not yet made much of a mark on America or the world with his evangelistic ministry. He had a 3-week evangelist campaign scheduled for late September that year in Los Angeles. But in the August before that Los Angeles crusade, Graham went through some real questioning of his faith. His friend and associate in Christian work, Chuck Templeton, was trying to convince Billy that a settled trust in God's word and the gospel of Jesus Christ was old-fashioned. It would never reach a modern audience in his day. That modern generation would go unreached. Billy Graham came to the Forest Home College briefing tired, conflicted, wishing that he had not come at all. But he was the morning speaker, and God used him nevertheless. But in God's plan, Graham didn't come to that conference just to give, but also to receive. And much of what God wanted Billy Graham to receive came through his friend, J. Edwin Orr. Orr and Graham had been friends for a long time, since 1937, when Orr was touring the U.S., and had visited a college near Tampa, where Billy was a student at the Florida Bible Institute. Here's what Graham wrote about the Forest Home Conference in his book, Full Surrender. Now, this is the book Full Surrender in its modern version. This has just been republished, and you can get this at Amazon. But this is the book Full Surrender in its original version, published by Marshall, Morgan, and Scott. So here's what Billy Graham wrote in the introduction to this book by the late Dr. J. Edwin Orr. He said, quote, "In late August 1949, it was my privilege to be one of the speakers at the Forest Home College Briefing Conference in the beautiful San Bernardino Mountains of California. The messages Dr. Orr gave as one of the other speakers were of tremendous blessing in my own life. His logical development of the whole subject of full surrender and the outpouring of the Spirit stirred the entire conference evening by evening." Again, that's Dr. Graham's words from the introduction to J. Edwin Orr's book, Full Surrender. Now, some of you already know that it was at Forest Home in 1949 that Billy Graham had an important experience with God, something that prepared him for the historic outpouring of God at the coming Los Angeles evangelistic campaign. If you go to Forest Home, And by the way, I do invite you to go there. I'll do another week-long family camp at Forest Home next year. But if you do go to Forest Home, go out to the lake and look for the rock with this bronze tablet. This is what the tablet looks like, and this is what it says. It says, "To the praise of God for the life and ministry of Dr. Billy Graham, who had a life-changing encounter with God here at Forest Home when, as a young preacher, he knelt with a Bible in his hands and promised God he would take the Bible by faith and preach it without reservation. From that time, his preaching was marked by a new and God-given authority preaching the scriptures. In the power of the Holy Spirit, he has seen multiple thousands turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and faith, Hebrews 4:12, which tells us that the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. This tablet was placed here on April 9th, 1967, when Dr. Graham preached by this lakeside. And there's even a photo of Dr. Graham preaching at 1967. I believe it had to be at the dedication of this tablet at that rock. Now, Billy Graham said of that night, quote, "I sensed the presence and power of God as I had not sensed it in months. Not all my questions were answered, but I knew a spiritual battle in my soul had been fought and won." Now, that story of Billy Graham at Forest Home, by the lakeside, kneeling down with his Bible, working through it, God speaking to him, that story is fairly well known. And again, it happened 70 years ago this summer. What many people don't know is the way that God used Billy Graham's friend, J. Edwin Orr, in that experience. Now, J. Edwin Orr's evening messages that week were a big part of the influence. Those messages were later published in this remarkable book by J. Edwin Orr titled Full Surrender. Again, this book contains the messages that Dr. Orr delivered that week, and I believe some additional messages as well. It's available on Amazon, other outlets. Now, I do know that some people are probably suspicious of a book titled Full Surrender, given some of the problems that can come through a surrender theology or a Keswick theology. All I can say is this: read the book for yourself and see if it isn't balanced and helpful. I believe it is. I think you will too. Anyway, Billy Graham thought so highly of those evening messages that week at Forest Home and the book that came from those messages that he wrote the foreword, the introduction to Full Surrender. But after some digging, I have found that God used J. Edwin Orr regarding this work in Billy Graham's life beyond those evening messages. This is what A.J. Appasamy wrote in his biography of J. Edwin Orr. The biography is titled Write the Vision. And regarding the night of Graham's breakthrough experience at Forest Home, Appasamy writes this from this biography written about 1960. He says, quote, "At 1 o'clock in the morning, Billy Graham sat down with Edwin Orr beside the fish pond outside Orr's cabin. 17 simultaneous after meetings had just concluded, and Graham was deeply moved. The conversation began with the subject of surrender and how he felt led to say perhaps his need was in the realm of the mind and not heart or will. After a half hour of conversation, Graham walked off into the woods to pray. Out of that sacred hour came a new Billy Graham. Orr was still awake when Graham returned to say that he had been filled afresh with the Spirit of God, adding that God had given a vision of what was going to happen down the mountains in Los Angeles. Orr remembered this, though he put it down to enthusiasm at the time. Within 6 weeks, Billy Graham started his Los Angeles crusade." Again, that's from pages 182 and 183 of A.J. Appasamy's book, Write the Vision. Now, in Dr. Orr's book, Good News and Bad Times, which was published by Zondervan in 1953, only about 4 years after that August 1949 college briefing at Forest Home, this book, Good News in Bad Times, gives an even more detailed record of that conversation. Now, I'm going to put the full record of that conversation into the comment section of this video, but I'm going to give you a few sentences from this book, Good News in Bad Times by Dr. J. Edwin Orr. In this section, Orr was speaking to Billy Graham about the matter of surrender in the Christian life and ministry. And he said this, "You're surrendered emotionally, Billy. You love the Lord with all your heart. You're surrendered volitionally also. You'd quit your job and go and bury yourself in some dirty little village on the borders of China, wouldn't you? But are you intellectually surrendered?" Billy Graham responded, "What's the test for that?" And this is what J. Edwin Orr said. He said, "Do you preach the way? Have you had the joy of pointing others to the way? Are you sure of the way of surrender as of anything else in your thinking and more so? That would be a demonstration of intellectual surrender to my way of thinking. You've got to take it by faith." Orr continues, "We sat for a little while longer without saying much. Then he quietly left me to go off and pray. I could not sleep, so I was still awake when he returned much later in the morning to tell me that he had been filled afresh with the Spirit of God. He added that God had given him a vision that something unusual was going to happen down the mountain in Los Angeles. 3 months later, as I saw him off at Union Station after the great Los Angeles effort, Billy reminded me that it was at Forest Home that the turning point in his ministry had occurred." Again, that comes from the book Good News in Bad Times by J. Edwin Orr, pages 153 and 154. Now, J. Edwin Orr also briefly mentioned this exchange with Billy Graham in his 1977 book, The Faith That Persuades. And you can find that brief mention on pages 108 and 109 of this book, The Faith That Persuades. Now, I have to admit something. In Billy Graham's great autobiography, this conversation with J. Edwin Orr is never mentioned. The book, Just As I Am, which again was Billy Graham's great autobiography, it does tell us about the Forest Home experience in August 1949, of course. It tells about that in pages 137 through 140. And Graham does mention Orr and his part in the college briefing, but not the specific conversations that Orr and Graham had both before and after Billy Graham's one-on-one experience with God that night under the moonlight kneeling at the tree stump. It was there that Billy Graham came to this point of surrender and decision regarding intellectual objections. As he says in this book on page 139, he said, "Father, I'm going to accept this as thy word by faith. I'm going to allow faith to go beyond my intellectual questions and doubts, and I will believe this to be your inspired word." Again, that's from page 139 of Just As I Am. So, do you see this idea here? God used J. Edwin Orr both before that pivotal pair experience and speaking personally with Billy Graham, and then immediately after that experience, Billy Graham went and saw J. Edwin Orr again and prayed with him and spoke with him about it. Now, there's a few other older biographies of Billy Graham that also mention Orr being at Forest Home without specifically mentioning the conversations that J. Edwin Orr had with Billy Graham both before and after his pivotal experience. Those are books like this, Billy Graham, the Authorized Biography by John Pollock. And then there's Billy Graham by Stanley High. Again, they make mention of the experience with Orr, but they don't give the details that J. Edwin Orr gives, especially what's found in the biography by Appasamy and Orr's book, Good News in Bad Times. So, given it all, despite the fact that the details aren't mentioned in Billy Graham's own autobiography, I feel confident, getting it from several different sources, that J. Edwin Orr's account is accurate. And it's a wonderful insight on how God used this man, J. Edwin Orr, in such a significant way regarding this landmark experience in Billy Graham's life. And it was a landmark experience. about 6 weeks after the Forest Home briefing in August 1949, again, 70 years ago as I record this video, Billy Graham launched the Los Angeles Crusade. That evangelistic campaign was supported by remarkable cooperation among Los Angeles area pastors and by 1,000 prayer groups months previous to the crusade. By the way, J. Edwin Orr had a big role in all of that, organizing the pastors and organizing the prayer groups. It's often said that the Los Angeles Crusade of 1949 made Billy Graham a prominent figure in American life. The originally scheduled 3-week crusade was extended to 8 weeks. The meeting tent was expanded from a seating of 6,000 to a seating of 9,000, but it still wasn't enough. Graham preached to more than 350,000 people in the 8 weeks, and there were more than 3,000 who for the first time professed faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. After the LA Crusade, Billy Graham was an international figure, and he remained that way in biblical faithfulness and remarkable integrity for almost 70 years. But what can we learn from this? Well, brothers and sisters, we see that God used this man that many of you have never heard of, J. Edwin Orr, in a pivotal role, both in his evening preaching at that college briefing conference, as well as his personal conversation with Billy Graham, both right before and immediately after that moonlight, trailside, Bible open, tree stump wrestling with God, where Billy Graham resolved those doubts, or at least agreed to leave the unresolved doubts at the throne of God. What do we learn from this? Well, we learn, first of all, number one, there are many men and women that God uses behind the scenes who never really get the attention or the credit for their accomplishments. Now, we need to thank God for the men and women that the Lord raises up to prominence. I'm not talking about the people who raise themselves up to prominence, but for the people that the Lord truly raises up to prominence, especially those who have used that prominence in the incredibly godly way that Billy Graham did. Now look, he obviously wasn't perfect, but it's hard to think of a man who handled the limelight better than Billy Graham. And we need to thank God for men like Billy Graham, who, after that 1949 experience, had almost 70 years of faithful, honorable Christian service. We also need to thank God for the great servants of God who don't get full credit, who don't get the prominence that others get. Brothers and sisters, there's many of them. Maybe I'm speaking to some of them right now. You are a faithful servant of God, but you know what? To be honest, in this world, you will never get the prominence and the attention that you rightly deserve for the significant service you do for God and His kingdom. I just counsel you. Decide to be okay with it if it seems that you don't get the credit that you deserve. Listen, God knows, and everybody will be properly rewarded in heaven. That's number one. Number two, when we hear the stories of the great things that God has done, remember that there may be many fascinating aspects of the story that you don't hear about. Now, everything that Billy Graham says about his experience in his autobiography, Just As I Am, and everything that other biographies like John Pollock in a much earlier biography authorized by Billy Graham wrote, look, it's all true. There's nothing false about the experience at Forest Home. But he didn't tell the full story. He didn't talk about the personal aspect that J. Edwin Orr had in that moonlight experience, both before and after Graham had that experience with an open Bible out of the tree stump. Now, again, it just reminds us that there's a lot we hear about that God does and we should thank Him for, but there may be many fascinating aspects to those stories that we don't hear about. And I guess that's just interesting to me. Number three, I want to highly recommend to you the books, the teaching, and the preaching of the late Dr. J. Edwin Orr. He is a wonderful resource on Christian living and especially the historic and biblical phenomenon of revival and spiritual awakening. You can find his resources collected at this website, jedwinorr.com. I'll just say it again, jedwinorr.com. You will find hours upon hours of audio and video resources and some things in print that are just free for the taking. I highly recommend to you the work of the late Dr. J. Edwin Orr. And then fourthly, and finally, I'd like to say this. God did an amazing work 70 years ago at Forest Home Conference Center in the mountains of Southern California. We should thank God for that. And we should trust God to do the same or even greater works in our own day. Look, I imagine that many people thought it was an unlikely time for God to pour out such an outpouring of His Spirit. When God did amazing things during the Jesus movement, the late 1960s and early 70s, people thought it was an unlikely time. I look at our own day and age, and it seems like an unlikely time for God to do such an outpouring of His Holy Spirit. But can't we pray for it? Can't we thank God for what He's done in the past, learn about it and appreciate it? But even much so, pray and trust God to do even greater works in our own day. I hope you'll join me with doing that. And I just want to thank you for joining me on this particular video where we've tried to remember the contributions of a remarkable man, J. Edwin Orr, who's largely forgotten in the minds of many people, but who had a great influence behind the scenes at a pivotal work in the life, a landmark event in the life of Billy Graham. I hope you've enjoyed it. God bless you, and join us for another video here on our YouTube channel.